As we get further and further along in this presidential election, it is really important that we hear from these presidential candidates what their plans are for housing and mortgage finance. And I'll explain why in just a minute. Hello, this is David Licken. Welcome to today's Mortgage Minute, where we promote responsible home ownership through information and education. There are a number of strong voices that think that our federal government should not be in any way involved in the mortgage financing system, and certainly not acting as a backstop or a guarantor towards America's housing finance system. These folks that make such points often argue that other countries with even greater home ownership rates than what we have here in the U.S. don't have their governments so deeply involved in their housing finance systems. While there is some truth to those arguments, those that put forth such arguments fail to put forth any alternative to our current housing finance system. No question that we need to fix some things here that are wrong with our current housing finance system, but to merely do away with it would be just disastrous and foolhardy. For this reason, I'm very interested in hearing what today's presidential candidates have as relates to their plans for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and VA. Join me in raising these issues in this election cycle. Good to be with you. Thank you.